It's 78 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Stephanie Kelly and Dr. Larry Cahoon. Stephanie is the Education and Programs Chair of the U.S. Green Building Council, Cape Fear Branch. And Dr. Larry Cahoon is a longtime professor of biology and marine science at UNCW. This Thursday is a dinner social signature event for the U.S. Green Building Council. It begins at 6 o'clock at the Blue Water Waterfront Grill in Wrightsville Beach. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today. I'd like to, again, we're talking here about an important event happening. The U.S. Green Building Council is the sponsor of this event. And I'd like to ask Stephanie first to tell us about the Green Building Council.
Well, the North Carolina U.S. Green Building Council's mission is to transform the way buildings and communities are designed, built, and operated, enabling a socially responsible, healthy, and prosperous environment that improves the quality of life. So we're big proponents of sustainable development.
Is this something new that has been created because of environmental problems, the idea of sustainable development? That's kind of a new word that seems to me anyway, but is that true?
Yes, I think the U.S. Green Building Council was established in the 90s in response to environmental concerns, and it started with the LEED accreditation systems for buildings, which has expanded over time.
And what exactly do you do for this organization?
I'm the Education Programs Chair, so I help to put together events, community events, and advocacy events for our group.
Like the one that we're having this Thursday, that you're having this Thursday.
That's right.
And this Thursday, again, this is at Blue Water Waterfront Grill in Wrightsville Beach, and there's dinner and there's drinks and very important information. Tell us a little bit about exactly how that event is going to go.
Well, yes, we'll have a buffet dinner and cash bar, and we'll also have a digital exposition of student work from the award-winning Coastal Dynamics Design Lab. The formal portion of the event will include three 20-minute presentations, the first of which will be by Dr. Cahoon, who's here with us today. He'll be talking about climate change and sea level rise. Next will be a presentation on resilient design and the interdisciplinary work of the Coastal Dynamic Design Lab, presented by lab co-directors, landscape architecture professor Andy Fox and architecture professor David Hill from NC State's College of Design. And finally, there'll be an adaptation policy and economics presentation by Dr. Andy Keeler, who is the program head of public policy and coastal sustainability at UNC Coastal Studies Institute. And this will be followed by a 30-minute panel discussion with a green real estate appraiser, a coastal engineer, and a City of Wilmington environmental planner. And then afterwards, we'll ask folks to stick around for informal drinks and more intimate discussions.
So folks can come, they can hear all these specifics about these different aspects, and then they can actually hang out and talk.
Yes.
With people. Well, that's really interesting. You mentioned the City of Wilmington environmental planner.
Yes.
If we have time, I'm going to ask you about that at the end of this interview. Right now, I'd like to get Dr. Larry Cahoon into the conversation. Dr. Cahoon, you've been a biology professor at UNCW for 34 years.
Right.
And I'd like to know, as a biology professor and a oceanographer, when did climate change come on your own radar?
I think it came on my radar in the late 1980s when Jim Hansen began issuing forecasts about how the next years were going to be warmer than the previous years, and turned out he was right. It wasn't until the late 90s and early 2000s that I went deeper into climate science myself as part of my instructional efforts, and so I've taken a lot of time to learn about climate science. Being an oceanographer, it's kind of a natural fit, but there was a lot of other things I had to learn.
And when did it become just more than just kind of a bleep on the radar, and it became something you were like, you know what, I need to speak about this. This needs to be something that is a part of my profession that I'm involved in.
Right. I think what motivated me in particular was finding out from reading the science literature that some of the positive feedbacks in the system that we were worried about had begun to occur. And we don't have time to go into all of that today, but positive feedbacks make the situation worse. and they threatened to carry things out of control.
Now, that's a science word, positive. You're using that in a science way.
Right.
We're not talking about positive feedbacks like, hey, here's a lollipop. No, that's not the kind of positive feedback you're
reward.
Talking about.
No, not at all. No, it's a set of processes where each one amplifies the next, and you wind up amplifying the pace of climate change. And amplifying is a very bad thing for us.
You said earlier something about that this is a time of consequences.
Yeah, we've gone beyond arguing about whether or not this will happen. Climate change is real, and we've entered the time of consequences where we can see the impacts of climate change, and now we have to deal with those impacts. One of the points that I want to make to us is that for those of us living in the coastal region, there are two kinds of climate impacts that matter a lot. One is sea level rise, and the other is increased storminess. Both of those are major threats to us, and they require adaptation on our part. Those of us who want to live along the coast are going to have to get used to this and find ways to adapt to it. And I think that's the theme of this conference.
And you actually will be talking about sea level rise.
Yes.
On Thursday evening. So you'll be talking about sea level rise. We'll also have some information there about resilient design.
Right.
This is Thursday night at the Blue Water Waterfront Grill in Wrightsville Beach. You can find out more on the web at USGBCNC. We've been talking with Stephanie Kelly and Dr. Larry Cahoon. Again, find out more about this event at USGBCNC, or just search for the Climate Change, Sea Level Rise, and Resilient Design event. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you so much.
It's 12:06.